this year about drawing near to God, and we're going to be encouraging each other to draw near to Him with sincere heart and full assurance of faith. And so as we begin thinking about all of those things this morning, lesson number one, I want to encourage all of us individually and collectively in our work to believe that it is possible to draw near to God. There are so many passages that we could use to make this point. I want to draw our attention to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 6. And in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and in verse 6, we read that without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. So as we look at the verse and we consider what the word means, what God is communicating to us through the Hebrew writer in the 11th chapter, verse 6, without, separately or apart from, without faith, without conviction of the mind, it is impossible to please Him, to gratify God, to live in such a way, to think in such a way, to behave in such a way. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God, that is what we're going to be emphasizing this year from the Word of God, that it is the will of God, it is pleasing to God that we would come to Him, that we would draw near to Him. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is. The beginning of our relationship with God is believing that He exists. We are to believe in the true and living God, that He is, in order to come to Him, to draw near to Him, and to believe that He is a rewarder, that He rewards the one who seeks to draw near to Him with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. The beginning of our approach is believing in Him, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently, who search out and investigate and crave, who diligently seek Him. We are not seeking a religion. We are not seeking a doctrine. We are not seeking a teaching. We're not seeking a system. We're not seeking a creed. We are seeking Him. And He is a rewarder of those who first and foremost believe that He is. And so the Word of God begins in Genesis, the first chapter, and in verse 1 with these words, "In the beginning, God." From Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through Revelation chapter 22, verse 21, God from the beginning has been revealing Himself little by little over time so that we might come to believe in Him, that we might come to know Him, that we might come to draw near to Him. Lesson number one, as we think about drawing near to God this year, believe that it is possible to draw near to God. And number two, trust that when you, in full assurance of faith with a sincere heart, that when you believe that it's possible to draw near to God, that He will draw near to you. Trust that. There are so many scriptures that we could turn to this morning to make this point. The one that I've chosen is in Matthew, the 14th chapter. And in Matthew, the 14th chapter, we get insight into what trusting God looks like. And so what we have in Jesus is Emmanuel, God in the flesh. We have God with us. And what God is doing in the person of Jesus in Matthew, the 14th chapter, is He is walking on water. That is something that only the creator of water can do. Those created in the image of God do not possess the ability to walk on water. That is something that the creator in Himself possesses the ability to do, to walk on water. And so Jesus is walking on the water toward the boat that the apostles are in. And Jesus identifies himself to them in verse 27, and he tells them not to be afraid, but to be of good cheer, that it is him, that it is Jesus. It is I, do not be afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So Jesus said to Peter in verse 29, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, we have a foundational lesson for 2021 as we seek to draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. It's just impossible without faith to please him. And the beginning of our pleasing God, the beginning of our approach to God, is believing that he exists. And so we believe that God exists. We believe that he's revealed himself in such a way that we can come to know him and understand him and approach him and draw near to him. And so we begin with belief, and then we move to trust, that as we grow in our faith, that it is possible to draw near to God, the true and living God. We want to grow in our understanding that the God who has called us to himself is trustworthy. There is a book that has a title that is better, in my humble opinion, than the contents of the book. And the title of the book is, If You Want to Walk on Water, Then You Must Get Out of the Boat. And I thought a lot about that expression in the context of this event, in the context of faith, in the context of conviction and in trust. And it occurs to me that if you're going to walk on water, obviously you've got to get out of the boat. But if you are going to get out of the boat, you've got to trust the one who says to you, come. Peter trusted in the one who said, come. Fundamentally, God wants us to believe that he is. And so from the beginning, he has revealed himself. He has revealed himself in creation. He has revealed himself in his word. He has revealed himself in the person of Jesus. He wants us to believe in his existence. He wants us to believe in his person and in his work. He wants us to come to know him. He wants us to draw near to him. What he desires above all else is you. He wants you. He wants me. He wants us individually to come to him. Number one, we must believe that it is possible to draw near to God. And number two, God would have us to trust him. He would have us to trust him, that when he speaks and communicates to us, that what he is speaking to us is truth. Amen. That he has our good in mind when he speaks to us. That he himself is good. Amen. And that what he wants for each and every one of us in our lives is to share in his goodness, to think his good thoughts and to speak his good words and to behave in his good way. And so this morning, we are to believe that he is. We are to trust that if we draw near to him, that he will draw near to us. And number three this morning, by way of encouragement to us as we think about our theme and what we'll be thinking about together this year, a fundamental lesson for 2021 is simply that if we obey the command, then we will receive the blessing of his nearness. Amen. We see this principle from the beginning. I've chosen Luke 11:28 as the verse to point you to this morning, because Jesus just encapsulates this foundational lesson in Luke 11, verse 28. In Luke 11, verse 28, Jesus says, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. This is a principle from the beginning. This is a foundational truth from the beginning. As we think about Genesis chapters 1 and 2 and 3, and as we seek to draw near to God in those first three chapters, and as we think about the foundational lesson of believing in God and trusting in Him and obeying the command and receiving the blessing, we see all these principles in the first three chapters. Adam and Eve, created in the image of God, that they believed in the existence of God. The relationship that they had with God from the beginning in the Garden of Eden was one of perfection. It was one in which they individually had a personal relationship with God, as they had a personal relationship with one another. They believed in God. They believed in His existence, and they believed that it was possible to draw near to God because they had been doing it from the beginning of their existence. And so what happened to them in Genesis, the third chapter, is the devil, that serpent of old, Satan, the great fiery red dragon of Revelation chapter 12, he challenged Adam and Eve's trust. He didn't challenge whether they believed in the existence of God. He challenged what they believed about the God that they knew existed. The serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said?" Is this what God really said to you? What did he mean when he said to you, "You shall not eat of every tree of the garden"? And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die." You shouldn't trust in what God has said to you there. You ought to think that through for yourself, and you ought to, verse 6, you ought to look at that tree, and you ought to see how good it is for food, and you ought to see how pleasant it is to your eyes, and you ought to see for yourself that it's a tree that's desirable to make one wise. And as Eve was tempted in verse 6, based upon the half-truth, the lie of the devil, who is a liar from the beginning, according to Jesus in John 8, verse 44, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. They did not trust in the truth of Genesis 2, verses 16 and 17. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die." To approach God acceptably, to be pleasing to Him, we must believe that He is. And as we approach Him, we are to trust that He will approach us in return, that He will draw near to us in return. And from the beginning, God has communicated, beginning in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, through Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. God from the beginning has been communicating that we can trust Him at His word. Amen. If you eat of this forbidden fruit, God says to Adam and Eve from the beginning, you will not be blessed. Trust me. I know you believe in me. Trust me when I tell you the eating of this one single tree is not for your good. Which leads us to the third foundational lesson that we will be considering together this year. The blessings are the results of obedience to the commands. God has called us from Genesis to Revelation to draw near to Him. You will only receive the blessing of his nearness as you obey the command. Do you believe in the God who has called you to draw near to him? Do you trust him this morning that if you obey the command to draw near to him, that you will receive the blessing of his nearness? Just read the rest of Genesis 3rd chapter and see how sin doesn't enable us to draw near to God. Sin, by definition, is transgression of the law. And as we will read from Genesis through the life of David this year, and as we will draw from the New Testament to help us to see the fullness of the opportunity that we have to draw near to God, we will see over and over and over again that sin doesn't work. It is not possible to draw near to God through sin. From the beginning, God has spoken and given us commandments that are for our good always. And from the beginning, there's this principle of if you obey the command, then you will receive the blessing. The command that we are drawing our attention to throughout this year is the command to draw near, and not just to draw near, but to draw near with a sincere heart, to really mean it, and not just to draw near with a sincere heart and really mean it, but to draw near in full assurance of faith, with conviction of the mind and trust from the depth of our heart and the surrender of our will to his. From the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, we see this principle. The book of Revelation begins with it. Blessed. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. John introduces the revelation of Jesus Christ to us in Revelation chapters 1, in Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And then in verse 3, we have the first of the seven beatitudes of the book of Revelation. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear, and those who keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. As we think about our theme together this year, what are we talking about when we talk about drawing near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith? We are talking about just that. We are talking about faith. Do you believe? Do you trust? Do you obey? Believe it is possible to draw near to God. Trust that he will draw near to you. Obey the command and receive the blessing of his nearness. We will think about those three things throughout the year. We will look at scriptures that encourage us to believe that it is possible to draw near to God. We will encourage each other to trust. To trust that after we depart an assembly like this, and as we go our separate ways throughout the day that the Lord has made, that later in this day and later tomorrow and later in the week, and that when we need God the most, that he will be there for us. That wherever we are in our lives, that if we believe that he has promised to reward us, that he longs for us to trust that when we draw near, that he will draw near to us, and we are going to encourage one another this year to be obedient to the commands, specifically the command to draw near and to receive the blessing of his nearness. As we think about these three foundational lessons for 2021, I think about Jesus' teaching in John 17, verse 5, and the apostles' reaction to it. And their response to Jesus' teaching in John 17, verse 5, was to say to the Lord, increase our faith. And I believe this morning, as we think about these three foundational lessons, and as we think about the theme of drawing near to God with a sincere heart, that this ought to be our prayer as well. That our prayer is, as a congregation, as a church of God's people, who believe in him, who are trusting him, who are seeking to be obedient to his will, to be pleasing to him in all things, that as we consider the teachings of the Lord, of the master teacher, of our Jesus, that our prayer too ought to be, increase our faith. increase our conviction, increase our trust, increase our obedience, cleanse our conscience with the blood of Jesus from dead works to serve the living God. May we pray this prayer together this Lord's Day and every day of life that God blesses us with in the year of our Lord 2021. Let's pray together.